man.com.
Back here on In Focus, Brandon Peoples joined by Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear as we continue our conversation here. City Commission meeting tonight, 7 o'clock, and if you're unable to attend, I know that's always broadcast on Cox Cable Channel 3, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So be sure to check that out. The consent agenda items here tonight, quite a few different things. We've talked about some of them here. Item J has to do with the community house. Tell us a little bit more about this.
Sure. The community house is a historic structure in downtown Manhattan on 4th Street. It's had a lot of different uses over time, and more recently, the past several decades, been used and programmed by the Parks and Recreation Department. There's a gymnasium space in there that can be used for different things like basketball, volleyball, different aerobic type of events. One of the main challenges we've had with the community house has been accessibility, just for handicap accessibility. Back in the late 80s, we did some modifications and improvements that put a lift in the building, and that lift is pretty much worn out. And so last year we had Bruce McMillan, a local architectural firm, do some pretty significant analysis of putting an elevator in and improvements that could house social service agencies potentially in the bottom and basement floor, as well as upper, some of the uses of the gymnasium space. So it's become more and more challenging to program that facility. There has been some expressed interest in the building from the private sector, and so what this item is to consider a request for proposals that would seek proposals for utilizing the community building, either purchasing it or leasing it, or other types of conversion activities that might want to occur there. And so this is something I know staff has met with the Historic Resources Board, and they provided some good input on the process and suggested additional time for those proposals to be submitted, and I think that's been extended to almost a two-month period now. And so, again, this is to see if there's interest. One of the benefits of a historic structure is that it is eligible for historic tax credits that could be issued either by the state or the federal agency, depending on the nature of the conversion or improvement. And so those are some aspects. The city could also take advantage of those credits, but we would have to sell those credits. And so typically you don't get as much when you have to do that type of conversion of the credits for sale. And so just looking to see if there's additional interest and whether there's still interest by the party that had expressed it or others that might be interested in potentially working with the community house. And obviously everybody's interested in maintaining its historic importance in Manhattan.
Yeah, absolutely. That serves a great purpose, obviously, in the community. And what else on the consent agenda?
Other things on the consent agenda, we've got another asking the commission to approve seeking proposals for some sanitary sewer improvements. These are over the out in the western part of the community from Beechwood Terrace through the Candlewood Shopping Center and down to Wildcat Creek to upgrade a sanitary sewer line, and looking for permission to seek proposals for that. I understand we have a phone call.
We do, yes, indeed. Let's go to the lines. Good morning.
Hi.
You're on In Focus. Hi.
Ron.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Well, we survived every type of truck hauling and fixing a nice sidewalk over here.
Okay, good. that was an adventure, I'm sure.
Yeah, but it's safer, huh?
Okay, good.
The community center, the old one.
Yes.
Don't forget, it's historical.
Absolutely.
And the way prices are for these kids to get out and to learn how to dance. My neighbor next door that lived till 94 to 100 years old, they taught crafts down there, and it shouldn't it shouldn't go to waste because it was a going thing when we came in here in 1974.
Uh-huh.
And it shouldn't go away because there's so much that we need to do for the children to move their legs and go and learn crafts. And it was just a going thing for so many years. So
I would agree. There was a commitment made, in the Quality of Life Bond issue to basically do some maintenance and upgrading in that particular area. I know we've ran what's called the Wee Wigglers program, kind of a preschool program there. It's been relied on for a lot of youth sporting activities, dance classes, as you say, yoga classes. And, you know, obviously more recently we've had a great group, the Friends of Peace Memorial Auditorium, and a lot of great work that's been done to renovate Peace Memorial Auditorium and the stage and entertainment, as well as the gymnasium and certainly the Veterans Memorial there. And so obviously the community house is a structure that's older and has some of that same history and more, because it has been so many different things in the community, and certainly something we need to continue to be proud of and keep available for the community.
All right.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're getting a little short on time here. Got a couple minutes, but there's some just kind of looking ahead here. A lot of stuff coming up in the community the next week or so.
We do. I'll certainly plug the Mayor's Holiday Parade. I know it's been on some of the ads as we've been had the program here today, and it's a great event for the parade that starts at the mall, goes down Points and up 11th, and it finishes in Aggieville down Morrow Street and culminates with the tree lighting program in Triangle Park. And so it's all to raise awareness for those that in need, and the breadbasket primarily. There'll be some different groups, so if you're, please come to the parade and bring some canned goods, because there'll be folks collecting those, and keep that in mind as we continue to do different things to kick off the holiday season. So it's a great event, and looking forward to it.
Still time, I imagine, to get registered for that too, if you want to be in the parade. And if I remember right, it's good to bring an item of food as the entry fee.
Yeah, that works great. There's a prize for how you utilize food on your display, a number of great prizes, so we certainly appreciate that. And I think there's certainly some ways you can still get involved with that, and there's downtown or city website can give you that specific information. Next week there's a work session the commission's going to have. It's going to be dealing with benefit district policy and looking how the city utilizes its benefit districts to help fund infrastructure in subdivisions and other different improvements around the community.
Okay, well, we'll be looking forward to that. City Manager Ron Fear, our guest here on In Focus this morning. And again, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks, Brandon.
That's going to do it here for In Focus. Tomorrow, we'll be talking education. Superintendent Marvin Wade and Board of Education member Leah Flyder from USD 383 will join us. We'll also talk with Pottawatomie County Economic Development Executive Director Jack Alston coming up tomorrow.
Ron, you did that all by yourself. I'm so proud.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah. Doesn't take much some days, but today I am.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, have fun this week.
Thanks.
It's 10 a.m. at K-Man. Good morning.
K-State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at kstate.bank. K-State Bank.